Welcome to HipTrack UK's podcast. In this podcast, we will be discussing issues around hip pain, with particular attention being paid to ways of managing the pain. Although the primary focus is given to pain at the hip, you may find some of the more general information useful for managing pain in other areas of the body. Please leave comments and join discussions on any of the topics we cover. I hope you enjoy. This podcast, the fifth in the series, is the first of two parts where we're going to be discussing manual therapy and the important role it plays in self-management for hip pain. Some of the ideas and principles we cover can be applied to self-management for other musculoskeletal conditions, some chronic conditions, and health and well-being in general. In this first part, we will cover what manual therapy is, the benefits of manual therapy, the manual therapy and exercise therapy schism, how manual therapy works, and manual therapy placebo and your ability to help yourself. Manual therapy techniques are defined as those in which a manual therapist, such as a physio, osteopath, chiropractor, or massage therapist, perform skilled hand movements intended to improve tissue extensibility, increase range of motion, induce relaxation, mobilize or manipulate soft tissues and joints, to modulate pain and reduce soft tissue swelling or inflammation, and general restrictions around joints and in tissue. There are a variety of manual therapy techniques. Some techniques are joint biased, by soft tissue we mean muscles and connective tissue, basically anything that is not bony in nature. And finally, some techniques are nerve biased, i.e. designed to dynamically target the nerves. I'm using the word biased because techniques overlap into different areas because of how the body is interconnected. The intended improvements from manual therapy all make perfect sense. So what else is there to talk about? Get manual therapy, get better, right? As usual, it's not quite that simple. I've just said that manual therapy is skilled hand movements performed by physiotherapists, osteos, chiros, massage therapists. In a previous podcast, I also mentioned that some, not many, physiotherapists do not practice manual therapy and only advocate the use of exercise therapy. Most physios use manual therapy when they think it is appropriate. So what is the apparent schism between exercise therapy and manual therapy with some practitioners in the physio world? There are three main factors that I think cause some to be sceptical of manual therapy, which I'll try and cover, and some ideas around those. Firstly, how does manual therapy work? There are so many different ways that the manual therapy can be potentially impacting on your body and mind, it is very difficult to prove what the exact mechanism is at hand. In fact, it's almost certain there are multiple mechanisms afoot that contribute to the benefits you feel. To illustrate the point how difficult it is to demonstrate what mechanisms are at work, there are experiments that have shown placebo can be or can have a similar impact to the intended benefits of manual therapy. These experiments also demonstrate the impact of the mind on pain and our ability to heal. Secondly, one of the main outcomes of manual therapy is to help to reduce pain. Reduction in pain does not necessarily mean healing. The fear is people may think they are getting better when the real root cause of the problem is not being managed, so the problem is not being resolved or will reoccur. Or although reported pain may be reduced, functionality for the patient is no better. Clinically, this is important, but from a patient perspective, the definition of healed is far broader than standard conventional medical definitions. We cannot overestimate the impact on how a person feels and their state of mind on their overall health and well-being. Thirdly, manual therapy is classed as a passive intervention. This, I think, is the clinically most significant critique of manual therapy by some in the physio world. What do we mean by passive intervention? Passive intervention is used across multiple industries as well as in different healthcare settings, and basically speaks to the fact that as the patient, or you as the patient are not actively involved in your care. In traditional manual therapy, a therapist is doing for you. At worst, a dependency could develop that is not useful, and at best, you will remain passive and not take any ownership for your recovery, or so the story goes. This really gets to the heart of what self-management is about. Yes, we need help, but building your own self-management portfolio that builds resilience and gives you a better chance of good outcomes in the long term. Exercise therapy is easier to research for outcomes and does not appear as complicated in terms of the mechanisms that account for its benefits. But that said, most of the points I've mentioned critiquing manual therapy are applicable to exercise therapy, albeit to a lesser extent. The passive intervention point is not applicable to exercise therapy. Most physiotherapists put any reservations and practice manual therapy to good effect. Pragmatically, if patients feel benefit and it reduces pain that allows work to be done that will allow healing and the problem to be fixed, then why not do it? Employing manual therapy can provide a window of opportunity to move forward. If you're an individual managing pain, what do you think? How do you view healing? What value do you place on pain reduction? Would you care whether some of the benefit you feel from manual therapy was placebo? If I ask you those questions again and you have a degenerative condition, something that someone has told you cannot be cured, or that you will not completely heal from, or you have a chronic condition, something you've been battling with for a long time, what is your view on healing and pain reduction now? It is in this scenario where I think manual therapy comes into its own and has an important role to play, where we need to constantly create windows of opportunity. Bringing the issue up of placebo is not intended to diminish the potential impact of any particular strategy you want to use, whether that is manual therapy, exercise therapy, pain medication, meditation, surgical intervention, whatever. To demonstrate the point, what we can say is that there is no physical intervention of any kind, conventional or alternative medicine, that does not have a component of placebo in the positive benefits that you experience as a patient. I'm going to repeat that because it's really important. There is no medical intervention of any kind that does not have a component of placebo in the positive benefits that you experience as a patient. It is only a matter of how much is a change because of a physical or physiological intervention and how much is due to the placebo effect, the intervention of your mind. Of course, that is going to vary person to person, situation to situation, so it makes it very, very hard to tie down how much placebo is really going on. The most interesting ideas about placebo and how it works I've read is by Professor Nicholas Humphreys, who talks about the idea of an evolved health management system, a system that basically decides when the body can reduce pain or heal itself. He proposes the idea that a placebo is simply a cue or permission for the body to reduce pain or heal itself. It is based on an idea that the body has the resources and capacity to heal and makes a judgment on whether to spend these resources or not. It is a very fascinating idea and well worth reading or listening to if you're not one for reading. Just Google Nicholas Humphrey placebo or evolved self-management system, or put it in YouTube along with Richard Dawkins, who interviewed Nicholas Humphrey about these ideas. So I'm a manual therapist and I use self-management techniques to manage pain associated with arthritis of the hip, and on the whole I am happy with the results. Do I believe that I can sit there, meditate, and will myself to heal and make my issues go away? No, I don't. Do I believe that a variety of techniques that I have to actively engage in have a physical or physiological impact that reduces my pain, positively affects my mood, that in turn amplifies the physical benefits of what I'm doing? Yes, I do. I've studied physical sciences to master's degree level, so I'm well trained in scientific method. And part of my nature, I'm given to rational thought. But I believe in the power and influence my mind has on how I am able to manage my physical condition. And I'm comfortable that what we call placebo is in effect. My beliefs in what I do is based on research I have read, other people's experience, and my own experience. Make no mistake or apology, belief is the core of placebo. It's funny, as well as timely, as only last week my mother schooled me in another old saying that she received from her grandparents. Typically Jamaican, insightful and direct. Belief kills and belief cures. If you want to manage pain, it matters what you believe. In the second part of this podcast on manual therapy, we will focus on manual therapy for the hip and the reasons we believe it's of great value for the conservative self-management of hip conditions. We will also introduce the important shift from passive to active manual therapy with the introduction of the concept of home manual therapy. That's it for now. Please tune in for the second part of this podcast on manual therapy by visiting us at hiptrack.co.uk. And remember, it matters what you believe. The areas covered in this podcast are not intended to be a substitute for individual medical advice, professional diagnosis, opinion, treatment or services to you or to any other individual.